It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
Well, the week, we're going to kick off with a cancellation, though that's not the case for the rest of the area, thank God. But Mike, White Knoll had to cancel, what did you say, two games?
Yeah, they had to cancel the remainder of its football season due to the coronavirus positive exposures, causing the team not to be able to play. This was reported by the Lexington County School District 1 spokesperson just the other day, so on Wednesday, excuse me. So it's, you know, I don't want to sit here and say that I'm surprised. I think it was inevitable that we'd see this at some point. I'm not going to be surprised if it happens again. I know we're very late into the season. Playoffs are coming around the corner. But, you know, this is the first time the team had two games left. They were scheduled to play Lexington High on Friday, and they were supposed to play in Conway High on November 6th. But both those games have been canceled because their season is done now.
Do you know what their, like, testing schedule was like? Did they get tested every week? And what was the turnaround time for that? Because I know just with the World Series, there was issues of one of the players, I think it was on the Dodgers, tested positive, but even though they tested the day before, they didn't find out until, like, the second inning.
Well, each district has different protocols. But what I can tell you is majority of them, in terms of just the quarantine process, because I don't know the specifics when it comes to testing, because the schools themselves are not doing the testing.
Okay.
As in, you know, in comparison to, like, what you're seeing at the college level, or professional level. But if you show symptoms or you're around someone that tested positive, regardless if you're showing those symptoms, you have to be quarantined for most schools because, like the state's following their guidelines, 14 days. And because of that, you know, you do the math out, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about football. It's not like it's baseball or basketball or soccer or golf. You know, you got to have preparation. You need to be able to get that practice in terms of getting ready for that next opponent. So not being able to have a full week of practice, obviously this week wouldn't happen. But next week, too, that would carry over into the quarantine process. And they just had so many cases of people being linked to the positive cases, not saying necessarily the players were, but because they're, you know, the tracing policy, that they were going to have to miss as well. So it kind of has this trickle-down effect, and we're seeing this, as I mentioned, we're seeing this at college football. Florida just had to cancel their game coming up. So, I mean, it's insane what we've seen over the last couple weeks with this and the college level, but now we're starting to see it at the high school level here in the middle.
Let's talk, who is playing Friday Night Rivals? We have Irmo at Chapin. Any key players we should keep an eye out for, or what are your predictions for who's going to win for that?
The thing with Irmo is they have so much talent at skill positions, but for whatever reason, they've struggled to be able to put a whole game together. And I've covered the Yellow Jackets a couple times this season. I haven't seen Chapin in person quite yet. But what I can say is, you know, historically, when these two teams meet, it's usually a game that goes into the fourth quarter. I know it sounds very cliche to say that, but Irmo has the talent to be able to win. I just don't know if they're going to be able to put four quarters together. And I know, like I said, cliche to say, but I just haven't seen it from them yet this season.
So as we look into college, Gamecocks coming off a loss, they lost 24-52 against LSU. They have a bye week this week. Mike, what do players, coaches, what is the team utilizing this bye week for? Do they take this time to maybe work out a few kinks to use it as recovery, or do they put their nose, you know, to the ground or whatever the saying is, and go harder, practice extra, use it to review game tape?
Well, usually, I mean, even going back to when I played, you're always working on yourself first, because usually each week you're getting ready for an opponent. So that week that you're off, that idle week, open week, bye week, whatever you want to call it, you have a chance to be able to focus more on the little things that you need to. Now, teams obviously do that throughout the year. They try to watch, they watch game tape, you watch practice tape, and before you go out the next day for practice, you're going back and reviewing some of the tape from practice from the day before, trying to correct some of the other things that you made mistakes before you start watching more film on your upcoming opponent. This allows you to be able to focus back on just, you know, the ins and outs of being able to get on the same page. And for South Carolina, it could not have come at a better time, especially from a defensive standpoint. Will Muschamp, they had the Carolina calls moved up a day earlier, so they had it on Wednesday. He was saying on Wednesday night that on Tuesday, they brought in the defensive players and they brought in the defensive coaching staff, and they watched about 28 plays from that LSU game. And they just communicated, try to figure out what is the issues. Why are they having so much problems from a defensive standpoint? And a lot of it, he said, has to do with the fact that guys are just trying to do too much. And there's a saying in football, do your 111. The 11 guys on the field, just do your job. Do your 111, because when you try to do too much, it can screw up everything. And that's what ultimately he's saying is going on. That and the fact that guys are just struggling to get off blocks. So from a defensive standpoint, this could not have come at a better time for the Gamecocks. They are working on doing everything they can to be able to sharpen their skills before they play Texas A&M. And from an offensive standpoint, they're allowing some of the guys like Ryan Holinsky, Luke Doty, they're allowing some of these other guys to get more reps in practice trying to get the offense generated as well.
And going upstate, Boston heading to Clemson, 4-2 Boston College, playing undefeated Clemson this weekend. Now, I root for Boston College. I lived in Greenville, South Carolina in 2007, and their coach left, and I think he went to North Carolina somewhere, and he kind of like talked shit on those kids on the way out, and I was like, oh, and it was Matt Ryan's last year, and ever since then, I kind of pull for them. So I'm hoping that they come up with a win against Clemson this weekend, but what do you think Clemson has to, I mean, really work that hard to maintain that undefeated record?
No, and anyone that knows me knows that I think Boston College is just a hockey school. I grew up there, of course, but I just think Boston College is a hockey school. Even during the time when Matt Ryan was up there, I don't think really anyone cared up in Massachusetts, because the reality was with this: Patriots went 16-0 in the regular season. The Celtics, they got the big three. Two of those guys happen to have South Carolina ties with Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. The Red Sox won the World Series that year. So no one cared about how good Boston College was doing. So,
I care.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you, no one up there did. So I think the reality is with Clemson is, you know, after having the type of performance they had last week against Syracuse, and yes, even though they were able to win by 20-plus points, it was very sloppy by their standards. I think you're going to see a Clemson team that's going to come out there clicking on offense and defense. We'll see if the special teams game is able to get cleaned up. I'm not going to go that far because that's been their Achilles heel all season. They've really struggled on special teams. And as you get later into the year, you want to make sure you're hitting, you know, you're hitting your stride in all three phases, because you can't afford to get into a situation where special teams could cost you a game. So I think with this week, I would be shocked if Clemson doesn't come out, put up a lot of points, especially in the first half. And then by the time we get to the fourth quarter, if not earlier, you see some of the backups come in, as they usually do.
And let's talk about you a little bit, Mike. For the first time ever, you watched Forrest Gump. One, why so late to the party, and what are your thoughts on it?
I took a lot of flack for it, but I just had to be honest. I'm throwing that out there. I said, hey, never watched Forrest Gump before. I honestly think it was one of those movies where I kept saying, all right, I'll get to it, but I never got to it because every time there was a chance to watch it, it was just like, well, am I going to have, you know, the 2+ hours to sit down and watch a movie? And I'm a 90-minute movie guy. If it goes over that 90-minute mark, I'm usually not going to be as focused, unless it's a movie like, you know, Goodfellas or one of those mob movies. But I finally sat down. I'm glad I was able to watch it. And the more I've learned within the last, I wouldn't even say 24 hours, in the last 15 hours, how much connections there are with South Carolina with it in terms of some of the scenes here, some of the people that are in the movie. So I guess it kind of worked out that it took me, you know, until the point of me living in South Carolina to finally watch Forrest Gump.
You were already familiar with the one quote, I'm sure, which is, life is like a box
Everyone
of chocolates.
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you. So before I started watching it, one of the dumbest things I could have done was say, okay, you know, what's some of your favorite quotes? So naturally, because I'm a ball buster, I would have done the same exact thing. Naturally, I get maybe, I don't know, 100-something replies. And naturally, I get people putting, you know, Forrest, I am your father. Or, you know, just different movie quotes. You know, Fredo, you know, why did you betray me? I get all these movie lines from other movies, and they're trying to play it off. You know, I'm getting Christmas Vacation quotes in there. And I'm just like, all right, maybe that wasn't the smartest thing for me to do before I watched the movie. But no, I'm, you know, I like interacting with people on social media, and being able to watch a movie like that, you definitely got people to come out and interact. That's for sure.
My favorite quote on there is Jenna, and she says, "I wish I was a bird so I could fly far, far away."
Lieutenant Dan, you know, for him just showing up and then I wanted to get my sea legs, and he's like, you know, you don't have any legs. That's probably my favorite line. I mean, there's so many good ones, but that one really made me laugh.
I'm going to ask you, have two movies. Have you seen Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze?
No, now I'm going to get ridiculed for not seeing Roadhouse yet.
And have you seen Sling Blade with Billy Bob Thornton?
I don't think I have.
Add those to your list. Sorry.
I'm going to make sure that I don't know. If I tweet out I haven't seen Roadhouse next, people thought they were funny. They're like, great, have you heard of the movie Shawshank Redemption? And I made the joke. I said, I'm convinced that at any given time, if you throw on your TV, Goodfellas and Shawshank, at some point of the day, is on air. I don't care what the channel is. At some point, they're airing. So,
absolutely.
At least I've seen those two movies. Like I said, big Goodfellas fan. Maybe my favorite movie of all time, but Shawshank's always on.
All right, well, I'll give you credit for those two. Please add Roadhouse to your list and Sling Blade as well, okay? Those are two necessary movies for you to watch.
I got you. I will get on that.
All right, what do you got going on Watch Fox this weekend? Any Halloween specials that we should look forward to, or where can people hang out with you?
Well, we'll have our 15-minute sports show on Sunday night. Now there's no World Series baseball because the Dodgers have won it all, so we're not going on late anymore. We'll be on, I believe, 10:45. It'll be that 15-minute sports show on Sunday night on Watch Fox. And if you want to be able to get caught up on sports before that, you can follow me at Mike_UVA on Twitter.
All right, Mike. Well, thank you. Are you going trick-or-treating this weekend? Do you have any Halloween plans?
I think I'll be working Saturday night. So if anyone wants to swing by the station, maybe I'll hand out some big Kit Kat bars or something. I don't know.
We're going to hold you to that, and I'll see you there.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Amy. Take care.